Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Check, check, check. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. You got the three beautiful ladies that host every Tuesday. Go ahead and let them remind us, for those who don't know who y'all are, let them know who y'all are.
Well, I'm your girl, Desi. Hey.
Hey, everybody. I'm Houston.
I think we're missing someone.
Angela?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. Let's see. Angela. She might ask. I want to bet she actually got something on me.
No, I think she'll figure it out by now.
All right. Well, Desi, go ahead and know about what today's topic is.
Okay, so for all the Glitz and Glam family, tonight's topic is a very good topic. I was doing research for school, and I was just going across like a few topics, and I had the idea of trying to figure out something that would interest and intrigue a lot of people, not a certain age group, just to kind of educate and to basically teach something to those that don't know what's going on, that might be a little naive or gullible in the situation. So tonight's topic on Glitz and Glamour tonight, Tuesday night, is finding out that your partner have HIV or AIDS. Would you leave or would you stay? Oh, and just for the record, I am at work, so I'm calling from work, so, excuse my background. But that's the topic tonight, finding out that your partner have HIV or AIDS. And when we came up with the topic, we were going back and forth because I was like, it was really detailed, and I was like, it just sounded kind of funny. So just that was just the topic. But I think what I really wanted to say was being married or in a long-term relationship leading to marriage, finding out that they have HIV or AIDS, would you leave or would you stay? That's what I had at first, but the wording was just kind of crazy, so I just left it as the one before.
So of course, we're looking for callers to call in and speak and comment or ask questions if you do. We actually, Angela found an article that is really good. So hopefully she'll call in and get herself situated with that. But, yeah, that's the topic.
We still have Angela back now. Angela?
Hi, guys.
There we go. I was doing a double check on her.
It wasn't my phone. We were having technical difficulties. I blame City. Hi, everyone.
Mm-mm. Don't blame me. Get that team iPhone.
No, there ain't no team iPhone. Team City. Mm. Anywho, any gossip this week, guys? Did anybody watch Love & Hip Hop yesterday?
No, I didn't.
What?
I know.
I know.
She didn't.
Really?
No.
That was like
she did
the
not.
Most heartwarming proposal, though. Like, that was so
he
cute.
Did hard. He went hard, like, oh, I just got to forgive you. You just really thought about this. Like, you trying hard. He did
and
the ultimate, like. He did it so good to where she should have been like, okay, I'm going to let you slide with that one.
Just accept it out of pity.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it. Oh, my God. My feelings are hurt.
She is not playing.
Like,
I would
not believe a lie. If somebody proposed to me that I didn't want to marry, I would still say yes in front of a lot of people because that's some embarrassing shit. Like, it's embarrassing when you fall after the club. You don't even want to go back to that club for months. So imagine proposing to somebody for a long and being like saying no in front of all these people. Like, you can't even live in the same city. You got to move and change your identity
yeah.
and hair color and shit.
It seems like it's so unreal to the point where she might be like later on, oh, no, I will. You know, like change her mind like she really want to do it. Because like, who just going to really cut a person up like that for the whole world to see? That's some heartless shit.
What did she say?
I don't know what she said exactly, but, I mean, all I know is two people was posting saying that she didn't accept it. She crazy and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, man.
That's sad.
Like, that's, I just feel like, you know, you really love that person, but you know how they've been. You're not really letting the past be what it is with them, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
you've been so much with this person, and all y'all have is just time with each other. And sometimes a person will get tired eventually. I do love him. I want to be with him, but I'm so tired. Like, it's to that point where I just can't do it. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
That's not pretty personal, but I ain't in your business, though. Okay, but you know what? But ain't nothing going on over here. Let me tell you something. Look, I done told y'all, baby, I'm still single. Baby, don't give me the toxin, but nah, that ain't an issue or a problem, you know. Enza been, like, honestly, everybody, Enza has been, like, shooting shade. Like, let me tell you, shots fired. Enza has been, like, really going there today. I just want to put that out there. But, yeah, y'all think she's just this little sweet, I am Mother Angela and all of that? No, she's been, like, you know, ugh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Anybody who knows Angela knows she's a
good
girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Girl, you're What the fuck's so funny, guys? Oh, you want me to say what you told me this week? Well, I ain't even going to do it. I ain't going to go there.
What y'all talk about?
Nah,
I'm
really
working.
No.
Like, I'm working on being a very nice person. It's a challenge. I am doing good. Anywho. We'll have to put up with that. Oh, you guys, this week, artist of the week is Sly Coop. He's from Missouri City. He's from Missouri City. It's a part of Houston, Texas. And
it's
like the outskirts of Atlanta type of stuff. Okay. And he will be calling. He's not going to be calling, but we're going to play his music. You say what? Is it?
What do you say?
Oh, you're being so proud of that. She didn't say Mo City. You know, she didn't come. She's like
Missouri City.
Well, I'm from the Southwest, and we don't really just rep Mo City like that. We just kind of
Mo City.
I kind of blow it off in Mo City. I mean,
hey, man, look at that song. I mean, slow down, man, and all that mature. I said, let me crunk him.
Oh, no. Please don't get him crunk. Do not do it.
Blow it off, baby. Get all that mature.
Hi, guys, I just want to say, if you haven't already, make sure you do follow Glitz and Glamour's page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/glitzandglamourradio. You want to spell that out completely, Glitz and Glamour Radio, not Glitz and Glam, Glamour Radio.
And
that's
I love
where
it,
all
guys,
of
you know,
our show updates will be.
Yeah, y'all became a intricate part of my news feed every day. It's been like, you know, it's like, oh, there goes another Glitz and Glamour post. So y'all came an instant part of the news feed. But y'all be on top of it.
Well,
that's just wonderful.
What?
Really?
Okay, wait. So gossip. I have a couple of gossip news. So in the news today, of course, over the weekend, Vanessa Simmons, Revron's daughter, the oldest daughter. I don't know if y'all familiar with the show, but she had her baby shower. She's actually the father of her child is one of the Wayans brothers. He's unknown,
wow.
So don't worry. Yeah, he's unknown. No one knows him like that, but he's probably a writer or something behind the screen. So
yeah.
Her baby shower was this weekend. Also, Michelle Obama, whoop, whoop, he turned 50. She looked gorgeous. Actually, everybody and their mama was at her birthday party, and actually Beyonce, of course, performed at her birthday party. So that was good for her. On the MLK weekend
at that party.
She did. She did. She really did. And what else is in the news? Also, I don't know if y'all heard, but it is I talked about this 2 weeks ago on the show when we got back from our break. The guy that was paying, he was overpaying on child support. It is official. Fox 26 News said that he will be doing 6 months in jail for overpaying child support.
What?
So. Yep.
Interesting.
Remember when I talked about that like a couple of weeks ago? Don't do that. Y'all don't remember I talked about that like a couple of weeks ago?
I remember that. I was getting pissed the hell off. I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, man, let me do some research or whatever.
Like, that's ridiculous. How you gonna get
I don't know.
For overpaying child support? Like, seriously.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just need people to put in jail. Clearly, I overpopulated.
True.
No, they just felt like, you know what? You were taking care of your child. So good. Come put your ass in jail.
But you know,
so now you determined to a deadbeat dad because then now he's gonna be in jail. He's not gonna be able to pay. So now he's gonna miss out on money of paying more child support.
Look, now them niggas gonna be running talking about, oh bitch, I gave you child support. Everybody them doing for that nigga, I'm going to jail if I do that. Now they got a reason not to do shit.
Yeah, you know,
they
said, you know, that could be a bullshit excuse to come out of people. I can see that, like you said, I can see that now. Well, man, if I pay child support, see, that's why I don't pay child support, man. Because look, man, they all, see, he pay his child support, and he going to jail, so why I got to go to jail, man? You know what I'm saying, man? That's what's
going
to happen.
I might as well not pay it, I'm going to jail.
But
anyway,
do you have to use that slow-ass voice when you do it, too? Like, does that voice go with
the... My extra gangster voice, that's my extra gangster voice on TV show.
Is that right?
Way, you know.
You sound
yeah,
like
that's
a snitch.
That's my Southside Fort Worth voice. Shout out to Southside Fort Worth.
I can't take it. He shouted. I thought he was playing or his phone was messing over there. He doing that shit on purpose. Okay.
Yeah, y'all know I'm the king of voices. Y'all ain't heard nothing yet. All right, y'all. Looks like it's about that time to go into a music break. In about now. We're going to a music break now. We got two songs by my boy Fly Coop, and then we'll be back. So y'all sit here, you know, don't run anywhere. Think. Let it marinate, and we'll be back.
I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't the Sega, the save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't the Sega, the save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. A psycho chick, you know, Amityville whore. I be killing the choruses, glasses on like Horace Grant. Where the fuck my Jacksons? I'm talking that Tito and Jermaine. I'm talking white honkies, no chains. Now let me lead this plane up on just how we do. Slab line outside the club, we never go inside, cause we too wide. We never hide, cause we too prime. Spaceships with belts and buckles, no laser beams. This for them traps and trunks, pistol grip, puppet you want. This America is your right, freedom fight, gon' shine bright. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega. Ain't in sight, to save them ain't gon' lie. Might play them, one night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them. I say one night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega. Ain't in sight, to save them ain't gon' lie. Might play them, one night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them. I say one night, no date them. I'm never soft, I go hard. Cut your girl like a porn star. I'm a Decepticon and Louis Vuitton. Attack your chick from your arm like Megamon. Who's my bad man, Mega Man? Ain't gonna lie, I'm high, mom. Fly the greatest, no dialogue. Now say if I sound like Candyman. Big in the crew, outstanding. There's no talk, all action. I put it down, she pick it up. Tell her homegirl to back it up. Sold it up like Bagwell. Knock your bang out the park. I'm remarkable. They said it's he marketable. Translation, they full of bull. Just trying to get my wings. Why is you trying to clip them? Ping, pang, pow, pow. Made a couple moves, now they loving me now. I be cutting up like Vega. Yeah, yeah. Took it back like Vega. Ain't in sight. To save them, ain't gon' lie. Might play them. One night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them. I say one night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them. I be cutting up like Vega. Took it back like Vega. Ain't the fake. To save them ain't gon' lie. Might play them. One night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them. I say one night, no date them. Just a couple shots, no chase them.
Yeah. bitch eyes. Don't make me touch the bitch eyes. Come around and touch the bitch eyes. Okay. Need my shit like right now. Need my shit like right now. This shit hot. Need my shit like right now. Need my shit like right now. Need my shit like right now. This shit be hot.
Yeah, yeah, and we're back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're back.
And we're back. That was Vega and CCO Fly Coop, the feature artist of the week on Glitz and Glamour.
Cool.
Cool beans. So, yes. And as we come back, reminding you guys, for those of y'all that don't know, Mr. Getting Show, today's topic that we're going to be sharing on is you find out your partner has HIV, AIDS, and by partner we mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're married to them. This would be a person, be a potential person I'm marrying, and you find out they have HIV, AIDS, would you leave or would you stay?
That's a hard one. I would say I would leave for my own safety, but then at the same time, it's kind of like you don't want that person to feel bad because you left them.
There's so much
of
wrapping
in. You're going to feel guilty.
No, so it's the thing. I don't think I'm going to say because I ain't trying to do an age with you.
Yeah,
it's not funny.
My answer is really fucked
like,
up.
Houston is like so for real right now. That's why it's funny.
And I just really knew that this is coming.
I am. I'm like from the heart. My answer is really fucked up, but I want to live with AIDS. I'd rather be heartbroken without you than have AIDS than with you. Like, Lord, forgive me. Y'all forgive me, those who have HIV and AIDS, but I can't do this shit.
I mean, everybody's not for everybody, so.
I mean, yeah. Because I ain't got time to tell them to be safe and only do. I'm messing myself too, not the fact of anybody having that, because that's just a serious thing. But no, really, because I know I'm such a klutz. I can't be thinking, I can't go by the guidelines of all that. I'll be slipped up, and then I'll be with HIV or AIDS with you. So I'm just keeping myself safe. And I'm like, politely put the juices and walk back. I don't like you right now. I'm sorry.
And I'm not laughing at the topic. I'm laughing at her response, okay? And it's just because I know her on a personal level. But, you know, that
no,
really makes
really,
sense coming from her. I wouldn't even expect her to say at all. Like, just knowing who she is, no, that, nah.
You think I'd be like, yeah, and leave it, not even have an explanation. But if you think about it, that is a serious, deadly thing. And you are selfish within yourself to want somebody to stay with you knowing you got it. Why don't you go find somebody else that got it so y'all both won't be worried about,
shut
you know,
up.
Like.
You said that. Shut up. Like, do not say no more. Like,
I'm not
really
trying to be rude.
I mean, all
but like,
honesty. I never even thought about it until after we came up with this topic. Like, that was something I never even thought about. But it is very likely, especially being like today and this time and how people act and like many people are having sex before marriage. Let's just not bullshit nobody. So,
okay.
I mean, it's even more likely to happen than it was previously. And it's still a lot of people who don't use condoms, whether they free or not, because they pass them out all day long. Like, it still does not happen. So, I mean, and then you still have those people who are born with the virus, which is, it's not fair to them that they already, like, missing out on a 50% chance because they were born with something, like something they had no control of. And in all honesty, if it was somebody that, you know, I'm dating and I find out they have HIV, AIDS, I'm I don't know. Like, it just depends on how strong I feel for that person. And if we're married and you happen to contract HIV/AIDS,
that's
I'm
really
leaving you anyway because it's
a strong
problem. Like, you cheating and you bring your viruses back around here.
Nigga, you
so
trying
it,
to kill
me. It makes it harder.
That's
going to
make me kill you. Nigga, you trying to kill me.
Exactly. Because, like, in your vows, of course, it says to death do us part, but is there a limit to that, or is it really just to death do us part? I have to accept
death
all
will
of
do
the
us
stuff
part,
that you
motherfucker,
do.
I'm going to kill you before you kill me.
Y'all, can somebody else talk to me other than Houston? Because
no, like, honestly, I know somebody that has HIV/AIDS. I love them, you know, AIDS. But my thing is, you don't want to live with the disease. You feel, I mean, even if you came to a point where I can still live, rah, 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 deep down inside, you'd rather not have that damn disease, too. So why would you expect me to be with you and possibly you?
That's very true.
And, like, I mean, that's true for, like, for some people who are out here doing whatever they're doing while in the streets and they contract that virus, yes. But, like, after
mm-hmm.
watching that little video with the young girl or whatever who was born with the HIV/AIDS virus and, like, you know, one, she doesn't have no control over that. Like, some people are really innocent to the situation and they, you know, they still should have a fair chance. And I'm sure there's somebody out there who has that heart, who's able to put up with that. But, like, at the same time, I did read, and there's a lot of stuff that can keep you from contracting the disease from your partner. So, I mean, it's still possible.
Magic Johnson got
healthy kids.
I get it, and I understand. But now because it's such a serious topic, now let's think about the person that's paralyzed. Some paralyzed people or somebody that becomes paralyzed, they'll feel like, okay, well, I can't do what I used to. I'm going to let my lover be happy and go to somebody else. I mean, even though it's not as deadly as HIV, it's still somebody that's hurt and living a certain way that they don't want to live. So if that person can be considered and say, you go on, why not the person with HIV and AIDS?
No, that's bullshit. And I know plenty of paralyzed people. I'm not going to say plenty, but I know a handful of paralyzed people who significant others are still there, and they just put on a strap on like they a dyke or
that's
whatever
what I'm
and whatnot,
it's,
and they please their partner.
Yeah, that's
I mean, it's just different for everybody because everybody going to accept different stuff. Me being who I am, I'm not going to say I would just get up and go because I am, like, in a relationship with somebody, and when I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm that rise out to the end type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, like, how do you know, like, that's not something that you can accept from anybody. You know,
that's what I'm saying. You have to, like, if somebody can't accept it, you really can't get mad at them for not being able to accept it. Because it's a hardship just as something else would be a hardship. And that other person with a different type of hardship would be more understanding why you can't be understanding as well. It's
so what
do
you think they got? People with
AIDSmeet.com?
No. That's a good question.
I didn't think that far.
That is a good thing. I didn't think that far. How are they going to just be like, well, I got HIV. You want to date me? Like, I mean, and they actually grow up together because they go to different, you know, they have to go to those different treatments, and they always end up going to, like, different HIV walks. And it's, like, all kinds of different informative stuff that goes on. So I'm sure that they do meet each other and they know each other, but, I mean.
That's just not a common one.
Here's my take on it. Because it just depends on, like based on how y'all were touching on. It depends on, when you say partner, how long you've been talking to the person and how deep into the relationship you are. It's a person that you already see yourself spending the rest of your life with, and y'all have already established that on both sides. It makes it a little bit harder because now you realize, like you said, once you're in a relationship, or I don't know if it was you, Angela, I think it was your boy, which one of y'all said it. If you're in for the long, once you're in a relationship, you're in it for the long run. And it just makes it harder because it's also about how did you per se get it? Was it, if you were out like about, and it was, and you contracted because you just messed up a bunch of random other people while y'all were talking, then it's hard for you to talk to that. It's hard for you to continue to go on. Because now not only did you have infidelity, but now you got something that's going to cost us the rest of our lives. Now, something like that, because, you know, if you can contract it through, like, blood transfusions and stuff, you know, by, so if you have blood with somebody else that has it, you know, you can get it that way too. So some things like accidental stuff, I understand. You know, it's hard to say, hey, let's punish this person for having an accidental contraction of HIV AIDS. But nah, I mean, it's like if you're out there out about acting a fool, it just kind of makes it a little bit harder. And some people don't know. Some people free relationship don't know because you could have it for you could have it and not know you got it.
Mhm. True. But I have a member in my family who actually has the HIV AIDS virus, and it's like one of those situations where, you know, when things are good, they're good. And when things are bad, they are bad. Not like, you know, you got flu symptoms. No, this shit is like, I might die tomorrow type bad, you know. So in a situation like that, you can't just say that you want to be with this person out of pity. And you don't know how much longer this person is going to live. So you got to kind of look at all that at the same time. Like,
that's what
this
I'm
person
saying.
Don't have time. They're going to feel like they're completely up. They're completely normal. They're completely fine. But at the same time, like, the amount of care and attention they need is still high, as well as sometimes, like, it's a virus that eats away at your damn immune system. So you have to be willing to put in just as much work and effort with that person as they have to put in for themselves. And to do that, you cannot be a selfish person at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. You can't like them a little bit. You can't still play it in the back of your mind if they cheated on you and got this virus, because all that's going to distract you from putting your all into that relationship, because you're going to need it. Like, I don't... guys. Go ahead, Dizzy.
Okay. This was also in the gossip news. Very, like, I don't know if y'all seen CNN or just world news or anything, but it's, I forgot the state that this story was taking place in. It was a college. And it was this guy. I won't say his name. I know his name, but I won't say his name. He was a college student. I believe he's a junior or something like that. I might be wrong. So don't quote me on that. He knew he had the virus. This is where it gets bad for me, and I think it personal. He knew that he was diagnosed with this disease, this sexual transmitted disease. And he was on campus having unprotected sex with several of women on campus. Turn around, had the audacity to video record their sexual act in his dormitory. That's like right now at this very moment. I don't know if Sadie Jason like looked it up real quick, but that's like world news at this very moment. And that's why I'm happy
what's the story again? I'm trying to see if I can find it.
I don't even know. Just a guy, I don't even remember the college. I wish I remember the college, but it's like world news right now. And I was happy that we came up with this topic because it's like so serious, and a lot of people don't know how serious it is. It hits home for me because a lot of my relatives that I know is diagnosed with this HIV/AIDS. Like, it's not a joke.
The boy that was running around, was he gay?
Okay, I got it right here. He, 32 people. He was filming sex tapes with 32 people. He was HIV positive. I have his name. I can say his name, but he was charged with exposing sexual partners to HIV in October. The police announced Thursday they uncovered videos likely filmed in secret that allegedly showed Johnson having unprotected sex with various people he met through social media.
Yeah. And that, like you said, you would want to kill somebody. Yes, that would be something. But I think they say he's facing life in prison, if I'm not mistaken, said he's there. I think one of the spokespersons, the anchorman, said that on the news.
at least looking at life, you know, if he is charged for this, you know, this case. But the thing is, for me with this topic, you know, being married, yes, the vows say for better or worse, sickness and health, if they're through us apart. We all know about it, you know, even though we're not married, but we know what the vows are and what God condones in the, when it comes to marriage. But at the same time, like everyone is pretty much on the same page. It just depends on the individual on how they feel and how long they've been with this person. Like Angela said, if you're in it for the long run with this person and you know this is just your companion, this is your partner, for real, like this is my guy, like for real, no lie, is no one can break us apart, then I'm pretty sure that person that feels that way will stay. Yes, you will be cautious. Yes, he will, because it's like I don't want nothing to happen to my girl. Why? Because I love her so much. Because it is a possibility that the disease don't show up till later on. So 9 times out of 10, he's not cheating. 9 times out of 10, he's not cheating. It's just she had it, but her T-cell count, because I did research on it, don't show up till way later. So
that's true.
Technically, it don't have to be somebody was having an affair in their marriage or cheating or doing something that they wasn't supposed to be doing. Now, of course, you know, with word of mouth, the thing is, it comes from a gay man. Like, that's what they say. So who really knows? I don't know about that, but, you know. I don't know. If it was me, like, for real, and I was really, like, that was my guy, and I'm in love with my guy, and we have a family, and I find out, I'm going to stick it out. Because you're not changing. Your health, yes, it has changed. But that's why you have me. You don't have, yeah, he's going to stress and he's going to worry because it's on his mind. Like, damn, I got HIV. How the hell did I get HIV? But I stick it. I'll be with mine. That's just me. I'm a rider for mine.
I'm going to talk about with you on that. Because it's so many people, they forgot the damn. They say these cute little vows. They get married, but they're not living up to that shit anymore. They say to just do us part through sickness and health, and don't be about it. And it'd be full of bullshit. Like I think I say this so much. I beat this to death, but it's come to a point where it pisses me off. There's so many people that's trying to get married and not trying to stay married.
But you know what, Steady Zay, it goes to, and I'm trying to cut you off and be rude, I'm sorry, but the thing is, you have to know what you got. If you know what type of woman you got, you don't have to worry about nothing. Because why? You know what you got. She ain't going to go nowhere. If I know what I got, that nigga ain't going nowhere. Because why? I take him home while he at work busting his ass for his family. You see what I'm saying? If you know exactly what you got, you won't have to worry about nothing. I'm serious. Just think about it. Just dwell on it for a couple of seconds. Because for real, if anything happened to her, that man is supposed to beat her regardless on what happened because he in love with her. I'm not talking about no love. I'm talking about that love, Jones, beyond the shadow without love, like unconditional, agape, God, put this person in my life, love. You ain't going to go nowhere. She ain't going nowhere. Because she mine, and I'm going to hold it down. I don't give a fuck if she paralyzed. Fuck that. I'm going to take her a bath. I'm going to feed her. I'm going to do what the fuck. Because you know what? At the end, that's everybody going to see that. They going to want what you got. And they're going to go, damn, if he got somebody that's paralyzed or that got HIV, but damn, why I can't get nobody to know what you got, Fetty J? That's the key. You got to know what you got.
That's
right.
True. I can't disagree with you at all with it. Because, I mean, like I said, I just get, like, I mean, for me and I watch people, it's above my timeline so much that it's just crazy that so many people, you know, they go, oh, you got married, you have kids, you know, like, hurry up, rush it. You're taking all damn things. You need your son having kids and son being old. But then they ask, you know, I was wondering about their kids, and they not, and they're not staying married, and that's the thing that for me, I want to be the difference between them and me is when I'm about to get married, that's the person I want to stay married to. I want to be like, oh, I'm on husband number. You know, these chicks would be like, or these dudes, you know, they'd be like, I'm on husband or wife number 4 or 5. Like, goddamn, what the hell? How'd you get to number 4 and 5? Hell, I
that means
just
like to have
number 6. Yeah, for real. It's like having weddings and it's like love having rings. Shit is fucking crazy.
I know, but then it's just, you know, this world and society is just so backwards. You know, they say, you know, you never really know a person. They never really show who they really are. And that could be another topic, too. We can go into that another time. But my thing is, like, I don't know. Me, I take relationships seriously. I only had 3 boyfriends in my life. So I don't really, I don't do the whole short-term relationship. Nah, I'm in it for the long run. That's why I say you just got to know who you talking to. You can't just, she have to have, and he have to have morals and values.
I think it's more so about, I don't know, I think we're going a little deeper than needed. Because I've been with my husband for 5 years. He done been through jail and everything. It's age is serious. If somebody loves you enough, they're going to love you enough to understand that if you decide to part ways because you find out that they have, if I find out my husband has HIV right now, that's a problem. We've been together 5 years. You've had numerous tests. It's been 5 years. That's enough time to realize if you have HIV or AIDS. If it takes longer than that, it's because you're not getting tested. But if you're getting tested, it's going to show up after 5 years. So if he comes in and say, I got HIV or AIDS, I am going to leave.
Your husband.
Mhm.
I like
we
how
ride
you
thought. He'll take a bullet for me. But AIDS, come on, that's more serious. And it's like, I mean, yeah, somebody can be lying to you and you don't know they got it and you end up getting it. But that's not always the case. A lot of times it's people that's promiscuous. I mean, let's just get down to the bottom of it.
But I'm a defender. I'm going to play devil's advocate 2 ways here. One, let's say you ain't never had sex with anybody, and the person you lost your virginity to gave you AIDS. So does that make you wrong? Because in that case, you weren't being promiscuous. You get first person you had sex with had AIDS.
Yeah, I said some people get it by accident. Some people get it by being promiscuous. So we got to think about. It's just not about, oh, we ride and die 110. It's just about how did you get this disease. After 5 years, nigga, there's no reason for you to walk in here and say you got a disease.
Nah, here's my other devil's advocate question. If somebody, if you had AIDS, what's going to be the outcome? How would you feel if the person left you and it's just you're married?
No. If I had AIDS or HIV, I wouldn't expect anyone to stay with me. Like, I'm not going to make you feel guilty and stay with me. I understand that it's serious. And I love you enough for you to continue with your life instead of sitting here waiting on me to die that could possibly take 20-plus years.
But why would you die if you're taking you're cautious on what's going on? You're taking your medicine. You're doing what you're supposed to do. I mean, you're not changing.
Now,
that's
not showing anybody Now,
but
study showing anybody that lives over 20 years with HIV or over 30 years with HIV?
Yes, I know somebody that's personal to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know a lot
but
of people
the same
have
time,
it, and they're
they
good.
It too. You got to think about how old you are when you find out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get it's really different for everybody. I know somebody who has had AIDS, HIV for a long time and has gotten married multiple times. Like, different husbands who know that she has this virus, and they are still marrying her, still with her. They happen to die of other stuff. We call them, like, whatever. That's, you know, completely different. But, I mean, they know that she has this virus and don't seem like they love her any less. You know, they still, I mean, this is what they know at the beginning of the relationship, and they still go through all those same steps. They don't treat them any differently. You know, of course, making sure they use the protection so that they don't contract the virus itself. But they still find that same feeling that they feel for a person who does not have that disease and still wants to share life with that person. So it's just, I don't know. It just depends on you as a person. Like, how much can you withstand? How much are you able to offer your partner?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't think your love for them will change. I just think it'll be more so now
exactly.
You being more cautious about yourself. Because
exactly.
I want to love you. Your sickness, you catching a cold ain't got nothing to do with how much I love you.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of my
did you
own
say
precautions
catching a cold?
For my own life. Yes, I did.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter what your sickness is. It's not about ill, that's nasty. No, it's just about do
right.
I want to live going through that. Am I ready for, I'm not ready for that type of step.
Right.
It's not to be
because
like,
I know,
ill, you're dirty. Hell no, not at all.
Yeah.
And I don't want nobody that has it to think that. Hell no, I'm not the type of person. But I know that I don't have that, I'm not patient enough to go through each process. I don't want to put myself through something that I don't have to go through.
Right. I agree. You got a valid point. But I just know a person. She's older now. I think she's like 59, going on 60. And she did everything she was supposed to do when it came to taking care of herself. And that's why I like the article that Angela had found, because the lady that I know, she's 59, going on 60. And actually, she found out when she was 34. That's why I say, you know, I guess things have changed since then, you know, because she's older. But she didn't find out until she was 34. And the thing is with her, she was taking her medicine and doing everything she was supposed to do health-wise to make sure she was okay. And she had another baby, and her baby don't have it. And her baby is fine, and she's still fine because she take her medicine. She did everything she was supposed to do to make sure that she wouldn't harm no one else. And she's still married. She's been married for 35 years.
That's good.
And she's good. She's good. That's why I say, like Angela said, it just depends on you. And everyone on the radio station tonight is saying the same thing. It just depends on the individual. Her husband is happy. They're happy. They go on trips and
because she's doing a lot with it, so it's not like, oh, doom, 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 we're doomed. So, you know, she's having kids and stuff, so that gives you life, like, okay, it's a possibility, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because your life still goes on. Don't be humdrum. Yeah, it's a messed up situation, but if you was doing what you're supposed to do as being safe for yourself, because that other person didn't care, because they knew they had it. Well, then
mm-hmm.
again, they probably didn't, but... You know, that's why you just wrap it up, you know. So I don't know. It's just like everyone is saying tonight, it just depends on the person. I don't know. But me, I would stick it out. I will be there as long as I can. And if I do feel like I can't deal with it, then I'll make that decision at that time. But right now, I know for real, I'll stay. I will.
Well, right now, for real, I gotta like your ass a whole lot. But I would have to like somebody a whole lot to actually say.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't lying. I just stayed through some real tough situations, okay? Like,
yeah, you have.
Real tough situations. Mm-hmm. Let me show that one more time. Real tough situations, okay? Like... Like, for real.
Yeah.
You have to change, like, a good flesh wound. You don't really know how much you care about some damn body.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I am not playing. You'd be like, really? But that's something totally different.
But you're right, though. You're right. You're right.
Do we have any callers?
There's no callers calling in. Like, really?
I
know. We
have
to hear what they
want to
say.
No, I've been checking. Anybody's been calling. I've seen people. They've been jumping. They'll jump on for like 2 seconds and jump back off before I get to open their line.
That's because they don't
want to
talk to you.
So let me go ahead and tell this. And tell my team. If you're calling, stop, read, count to three, and wait for us to open your line. We're not going to keep you there waiting forever. Just sit still long enough for us to get to your line. I can't get to you in 3 seconds now. Yes, I just gotta put that disclaimer there because I see something y'all been calling in. Which I keep hanging up. That was a 213 number that thing was called in not too long ago too. I saw that number pop up, but I don't know what's going on. Sit still. If you want to chime in, just relax. I'm gonna get to you.
Well, so let's go to a song break, and then hopefully someone will call in.
So, yes. We're going to go to Auburn Teeley. So we're going to go to this boy, Teeley, with Same Name. And I have another track after that, so we'll leave that.
Say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that cake cocked and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers popping? I'm trying to hit that pussy, she trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars. On stage and they twerking, niggas going inside they pockets. I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest. For my niggas and I do this for my bitches. Say my bitch bad and my sex tight. My wrist glass and it's wrapped right. My chain diamond is so blind and I stay shining even at night. I'm on F, they gon' left. I'm so right and they so wrong. In the zone by myself, what I'm on is so strong. So forth and so on, don't prolong, I flow home. Used to touch that such and such, now I'm just on those stones. My paint black and my shoes Gucci. Ain't that, and they probably Louis. 8-pack, call me 8-rack, so that brew is probably Louis.
I'm like, say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that cake cocked and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy, she trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars. On stage and she twerking, niggas going inside they pockets. I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest. Yeah, I do this for my niggas, I do this for my bitches. Say, man,
false niggas sip gold bottles, I'm these niggas role models. We roll out and it's non-stop. These niggas be trying to block us, models and these hoes flockers. Every bitch that you know, jockers. Those boppers, they stay bopping, I stay knocking off dope knockers. Fly niggas do fly shit, let my bitch go knock a bitch. And if my bitch can't knock a bitch, then my bitch just might go buy a bitch. I like bright lights in big cities, nice ass with big titties. Wind blowing up in some form, got a nigga doing by the fuck fit.
I'm like, say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that cake cocked and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy, she trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars. On stage and she twerking, niggas going inside they pockets. I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest. I do this for my niggas and I do this for my bitches. Say, man,
up in this bitch, and I ain't got no worries. Swagged up like a young buck, but I'm ballin' like I'm 30. I used to trap them birdies, that's why I'm up so early. My young bitch like a bag of money, I swear that hoe so pretty. Before I phoned, I was taking panorama pictures. Could stand in one spot, get every bitch that came with you. Ain't shit changed, I'm just a little bit rich. Little bit more particular about the bitches I get.
I'm like, say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that cake cocked and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy, she trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars. On stage and she twerking, niggas going inside they pockets. I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest. I do this for my niggas and I do this.
Hey, my name's Red Shade. You may or may not heard of me, but I'm from around the way. Runaway girl, LL Cool J. And I only spit this one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soul lay? So not nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story, tell my children out your head. Clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because the grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Some like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah, cause I swear the unity between all the legends and the new MCs. I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more.
You know you wrong for that. Body bad, body bad. Shaped like a hourglass or a coke bottle. I gotta smash that. I gotta smash that. Your mind keep telling me no, but your body keep telling me hell yeah. Bump and grind like one time and let you catch like two. Get behind you like one time. You claiming that you do. Okay, now some may say that you three fine and I'm hung like a noose. Let you unwind at the bar, then I take you home to get loose. You know why?
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home.
Thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
and I won't tell nobody else.
I want you all over my body, baby.
I'm all over your body, girl.
Yeah, we're back.
What's her name? The one that was like, you gotta give me more. You gotta give. What was her name?
That's my girl, Red Shade, from Beantown, Austin, Massachusetts. One of the greatest supporters of the show. Big ups to her.
This was her. I like that. It kind of reminded me of that New York old, like, Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo type era back in the day, hip hop. I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah, she, how old is she now? Oh, I think she's 22, 23. She was on MC Lyte's, one of MC Lyte's mixtapes,
a
year or two ago.
She kind of has that New York, boogie down, Queens, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, because she's from Boston. Boston, you represent by how crazy you are in New York. They crazy in Boston too. But I got a chance to go up there a couple of years ago. It was nice.
Okay, cool.
And then last song was Loud Boys. That was Lay Her Down. Nathan and G.A. So big ups to them as well.
That's
about. Yeah, I just tuned in to everybody. So the number is. Everybody know to call in. And again, the topic is, would you stay with your partner if they had HIV AIDS? Would you stay or would you leave? That's the grand question today. And a reminder, the call in number is 347-202-0389. And that's 347-202-0389. Don't just be tweeting. It's cool to tweet me and hit me in my inbox. It's cool. But, call in too. Don't be afraid to say what you got to say.
Yeah, I think that's 90% of the problem because people keep tweeting me and texting me, but they don't want to call in, so I'm not voicing their opinion.
So
tired. People inboxing me on Facebook and everything.
Well, Greg got something to say, but don't be afraid. We call in and we for talk trash about you. Nah, sure. Because this is a radio show where you can feel free to say what you want to say, how you want to say. Call someone on the FM AM radio show, they go, shut all this stuff because you can't say too much. So take advantage of saying what you want to say, unfiltered.
Also, I just wanted to say this has nothing to do with nothing, but we will start doing different contests and incentives for our listeners. So don't start listening when we start giving away stuff and then y'all want to call in to win it. But no, really, we will. We are about to start doing different little contests and programs. So that way our listeners are able to more so be involved with us and the different things that we are doing, as well as us getting to know our listeners better as well, as far as, different topics that you want to talk about, call in and discuss. And it kind of helps us when you communicate back to us to determine exactly, what we are going to talk about, because we do see you all at the same time, guys. So,
yeah, actually threw what my surprise was going to start doing here. After this kind of ties in, what Human Cameras was going to be doing too, starting February, and it's going to happen every month, so it'll give you a chance every month on every show. Well, it's going to be on every episode. All right, every show is going to be giving out a subscription to, free subscription, your subscription to Human Canvas, digital. We're going to be doing that every month. So that means there's going to be a chance of winning on Life at Dusk, Chance winning here on Grits and Glamour, and Chance went on Real Spill. So, in the day, and it pays, and like you said, it pays to listen. That's what it is. It pays to listen. And not just listen, it pays to be actively involved.
An active listener.
Yes. We appreciate you listening, but say, but don't be afraid to speak. We ain't gonna bite unless you got like some neck bones that you gotta be holding now and you don't wanna give one, that's the only time we gonna bite you. Other than that, you get to go.
And just for those who were listening earlier about the girl that I talked about who was on the Oprah's show a long time ago and now on the Where Are They Today, I did the video from Huffington Post on the group.
So
can you tell us, Angela, about the girl, like a little bit? Some people, you know, they don't have internet or something, or they service out or something. You know, it is a snowstorm up north. No, it's a snowstorm up north, so you got to consider all the... Okay, yeah, okay, whatever.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
And I want to mention there, too. There she goes. She popped off us. You know, geez. There we go. I gotta go, Angela, you back?
Yeah. I think after the hour, my phone don't want me to talk to y'all no more.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Wow.
I'm for real. It is the
exact
same thing last week at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sure.
Y'all, not me.
But
anyway, I did post the, I posted the video on the Glitz and Glamour Facebook fan page, and that's Glitz and Glamour, that's Glitz with a Z, just so you know. Glitz and Glamour Radio on Facebook is how you search that, okay? But I did post that video for those who are interested in looking at that.
Yeah,
and it was really good, and I felt really warm at heart when I watched it.
Can you, like, give us a quick summary of, like, what happened? Because some people, you know, their internet is off or, you know, they didn't pay their bill or, you know, just can you tell us
really?
About it? For real. And then, you know, up north is like a
snowstorm. Let's talk about their internet,
so.
What they did pay their bill. If they got their damn cell phone, I'm sure they got a data plan. But anyway, let me see how what happened.
Okay.
So the little girl, she was pretty much born with virus. By the time she turned 5, she had full-blown AIDS. And she went on the Oprah show, and she was kind of just talking about it, and she talked about the relationship she will with other kids who had the AIDS virus and, you know, losing a friend as well, because you never know, you know, how long you have to live. And that's with the virus or without the virus, because she did make a good point. Even though, you know, you have the virus, you could go out and get hit by a bus and die of something completely different than your actual virus. So she was just saying, you know, living your life to the fullest. Pretty much, but it was just pretty much saying how she had the virus and how she's living her life, and she pretty much goes to different HIV events, and she speaks person of somebody with the disease, and she does some other stuff with, like, Magic Johnson, because, of course, he's another person who has the virus, as well as she talked about dating someone, and she said that he really couldn't accept it. Like, he accepted what he didn't accept it. He only wanted to accept it in private, not, you know, let his friends know that he was dating somebody who had the HIV/AIDS virus, because he would always do stuff, you know, away from where they actually knew people at or at a distance, or if they hung out, it was always, like, inside where nobody could see that they were together. So, like, that's my thing. Like, there's no reason, like, if you like a person, you like a person, and you shouldn't be ashamed to like that person.
Right.
So if you're going to tell that person that you're going to accept them, accept them. Don't make
mm-hmm.
them feel bad by, like, trying to hide them or
right.
trying to do other stuff to make it seem like, you know, they're really inconveniencing you. Like, if you can't still be your same self when you're with that person,
mm-hmm.
don't be with that person. Because that's
right.
just not going
to work.
Because
you don't want them to be feeling bad and stuff by the way you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But everybody
well, I'm
going to
get a picture now. On there. And I mean, because we a lot of people are we forgetting that Magic Johnson. You know, I know that we're still all cheery and all this, but are we forgetting that Magic Johnson had? I mean, or had
yeah.
they, excuse me.
But I mean, and like it's normal for people to be able to live with it, but it's a matter of actually going to get tested and finding out you have it.
starting your routine medication like you need to and staying up to that. Like, you still have to live a healthy life. But that's just the same as a person who has cancer. Like, you have to make sure you go to your doctor's visit. You have to make sure you go to your chemo treatments. And, of course, if you don't do these things, there's a strong possibility of you dying. It's a possibility if you do these things, it's still a possibility of you dying. Shit, it's right. a possibility of me dying if I get a fucking cold. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's a possibility of everybody dying every day. Some people's chances are higher than others, though. You know, it just it depends. Nobody pretty much asked for it. Your life is written out for you before you know it's written out. I'm a firm believer in that. And whatever's going to happen, going to happen. You can't do nothing to prevent it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to church. I'm not going to do it.
Now, I got a question for y'all. Because I think maybe all y'all been, but I've never been to one, even once it's been here. At the HIV, the Hip Hop for HIV, do they have, like, boosters set up that make you aware, but not just testing for HIV, but do they help people know what to do with HIV?
Like one of those information booths type of thing?
No, they do. They do. But no, this is what they do. When you walk in, you're going to have to stand in a long line. And when you get up there to the door, you're going to get tested first. When you get tested, they're going to tell you to go in the classroom. Because while you're in the classroom, they like running your test to see, you know, how your blood work is. So while you're in the classroom, that's where they do like the sex education, and they educate you not just on sex, but also safe sex. And the different type of protectors that is out there for everybody. Girl condoms, of course, the guy condoms, and all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you're not just there to, like, give blood and get your ticket. No, they are taking the initiative to educate you on something that you're not aware of and something that you need to know for your own safety. And your help. Pretty cool. I don't know. I've been to 3 concerts, so I mean, I get educated every time I go, and it's never the same thing. Never. It's always something different. The 3 times I went.
Yeah. I have to the whole organization because I'm scared. I'm not gonna even lie.
Really? I'm mad.
I am terrified. So, like, y'all ever? Everybody sees it because people, like, post it a million times on Facebook. It'll be, like, some deranged person is putting, like, needles under handle of the gas pump who has HIV to infect people. Or you'll see something like they'll put a needle with the virus on it, like, on a public toilet seat or something like that. Like, doesn't that, like, scare you at all? Like, that's the first thing I think about when I think about those concerts. Why? I don't know. Yeah. But that's what I feel. Like, what if the person whose seat right outside of mine has the virus and they like something and I get some of the virus and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, like, for real.
I'm not
even being funny. Like, that's something that you really do have to be extra cautious with it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember an episode of Girlfriends. They used to be my show. When the chick had AIDS or whatever and they were in the kitchen cooking and she cut her finger and like, it was a damn swine flu jumping down people's throats, you know, like, but of course, once it's airborne, the virus is no longer active or whatever, but people don't even think about half of this stuff when it actually occurs, if that makes any sense.
You know what, because there was an episode of, because it ties in which I tell my partners, what was the episode of Moesha? I think it was Moesha, and I think it was an episode where Chili was on there. Chili from TLC, and she ended up having HIV. Like, he was getting ready to sleep. No, it was the Parkers. I know it was close. It was the Parkers, and you know, he was getting ready before he was getting ready to sleep with her. You know, she ended up telling him that she had AIDS. And so he was freaking out because he didn't know what to do. And so, but in the end of the episode, you started to see how they were going to find ways to make it happen and still be able to coexist that way. And I think that's the problem. We not seeing the health. We not seeing enough of the examples of, as far as people in healthy relationships, how they cope through it. You know, we always see the ratchet situations that happen, not necessarily the positive things. So if you do end up having it and you didn't know, how do you make something coexist? We're not seeing a lot of good, you know, in the media every day, living examples of how they're dealing with this stuff.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, and I think it is good that normal television shows that people watch on a daily basis is doing different stuff to educate people in a more everyday living type of manner. Because at the end of the day, believe it or not, it's a lot of people who will not pick up a book and read, but will sit in front of the TV all day. They won't pick up a magazine. They won't turn to the news channel. They won't, you know, pick up a newspaper. So the fact that people are making any point possible in order to educate people on the virus is really good, you know, because I also seen it was one of Tyler Perry's shows. I don't remember which one. The one that Angela's on, the crazy girl, Angela and Marcus, from Why Did I Get There? Yeah, on their TV show, I remember, like, the fat friend that don't nobody want had that one night stand with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, like, his reaction when they confront him about it, it was like, well, she didn't tell me she had it, you know, so he felt like that he needed to get revenge because somebody else infected him without him knowing. So he felt like, you know, he should get revenge on somebody else, not considering, you know, her situation, the fact that she has kids, and if she dies, then what's to happen to her, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to consider all of that, like, all of it. You can't just be like, oh, he got AIDS, but he cute, so I'm going to stay with him. Like, that shit don't happen like that.
Yeah,
I know of basic people who are facing stupid shit like that. Like, that's why I laugh, because it's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it
has some
guys.
They be tripping. Girl, he only got one leg, but I bet you he know how to work through it. Come on now. Y'all tripping. They be doing that too. Oh, man. But, no, it was something in my head, and it just went, and it was, it went into the, it went to space. For me. Oh my God, it was
That's
so good. Dude. I'm so pissed. I hate that. It was good.
I hate that.
I hate when I do that. It was something like y'all was gonna be like, oh man, that's great, that's great. I forgot the hell it was. Oh man.
Sometimes I do kind of question some people, like, when they get in relationships, like, it's one thing to be with somebody already and have this foundation. And, you know, drastic situations happen, things change, such as someone losing a limb. Okay, like, I wouldn't say just because, you know, you and that person are together and they lose a limb that you'd be like, oh, I don't do you no more because you're missing a limb. Like, that should not happen. You and that person should never be together at all, you know. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's just cautions in different matters. And you still just have to be willing to put forth that effort, and just come down to the fact of how much do you really care about that person in order to change your life, not necessarily change your life, but be able to add that much more care and concern for that partner in order to continue to move forward and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, now I know, this wasn't an original question, but that was over here stumped on, but my question for y'all was, if you found you had AIDS today, if someone came to you and said, hey, we got your test results in and wanted to let you know that you have AIDS, how would you, you know, first of all, how would you react to them? How would you live on with it? And heck with that, let y'all marinate on thinking on that for a second, and we'll go to another music break and be back. So let's think on that question, and we will be back right here on Live to Grandma Tuesdays. All right, we're going to go to Amir Jackson first, and then we'll be back. We have another track, and then we'll be back after that.
Izzy on the
couch. Yeah. Bet you thought you knew me, huh? Never could imagine that I'd tell you keep it moving, huh? Tell me what you want and I'ma tell you what to do without. Only room for one and I'm working on a new amount. People see the struggle, it ain't nothing we could do about. Fighting nightmares, this ain't nothing that I dreamed about. Always knew that I would be the one that got singled out. Bet my phone ring when I start to put these singles out. Who was you? Who was you? Nobody told me we was cool. Graduated, I don't fuck with niggas from my high school. Getting it, I don't see the second guess my right move. Feeling it, starting to get cocky in this dark room. You can see in shots, I'ma take them from a bar stool. Keep an open tab just because a nigga wants to. No second guess, first thought is I'm going in. Froze hands until I find a pen with some good grip. Keep it real, I ain't fucking around with that hood shit. Little did you know I started fucking me a hood bitch. Everything she do, I have a feeling like she crushing it. Wants to get married, I don't see the need in rushing it. Fairy tale end is always in from a myth. I could really use a riff, I'm at the edge of a cliff. Holding on to the ledge, starting to think about all these books I have read. Things being said, other things in my head. All the prayers being heard, do they fall on deaf ears? How come every year I end up saying next year? Is it my time to go? Are they ready for a mirror? I see a couple ain't, so they no longer here. Jealousy and hate is what a lot of y'all feel. It wouldn't make a difference, I got love for you still. I'm only here to eat, I don't hunt for the kill. Living for a split second moment of a chill. I can see that I've changed, but the pain is the same. Still have a heart if I didn't have a brain. It's 24 years too long to complain. I wonder if you can understand what I'm saying. But like me, all these words stuck to the chain. Trying to break free from a set piece, I'm willing if you let me. Get it off your chest, best advice you can give me. Start to speak my mind, you stop being friendly. I don't judge you off of honest opinions. Call it what you want, I'ma call it how I see it. Worked it out with Jesus, now we exercising demons. Started here today, we have a mutual agreement. Holding up my end of the bargain, best believe it. I'm a witness to the world like everybody else. Always talking to themselves, really asking for some help. Can't you hear me screaming, help, bitch, I hope you burn in hell with me. Lola wants some King Griffey's West Coast, Ben did it. Don't be offended if I go off the record, just a little bitty smidgen, nothing more than a... Get to bragging on my city repertoire. Different women, countless 20. I'll be spinning on some shit that burn. I'm missing. I don't swing and never miss it. Don't listen, you might miss it. Drop a CD called Explicit. Talk about a princess. Ali in this motherfucker. Presidential flow. I get impeached in this motherfucker. Everybody round scared to speak on this motherfucker. 10 toes down, 2 feet in this motherfucker. Bars too wide to fall asleep for this motherfucker, nigga. Could've kept going. But I thought, for the sake of all y'all, I'd stop right there.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man? You know what time it is. Yeah, coming live from the struggle. But still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get less it and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best. But only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor. They fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in that blaze, and let's get lit, the nigga float away, yes. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Let's go. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many Darian hours must we see? Don't you see we all gonna be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat, so proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. And next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, I see you trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life, he got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Boy, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boy. Shit, Picasso's doing good, and ASAC, he done moved out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. You should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're back to back. That music break. We had Mir Jackson, Best Behavior, followed by Boy AV the Great with Get Lifted. So we're back. We got about 30 more minutes to go. I was going to try to do a Drake accent. Fuck all that. Oh, man. Y'all want to shout in the chat room, Al Johnson Show, Voiceovers 101. Y'all want to call in and talk about today's topic? Y'all know to put the number in the chat room for y'all. Again, that number is 347-202-0389. So it's in the chat. There you go. And you want voice, feel free. Don't be scared. We won't bite you.
But has anybody been calling us?
And no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
But before the music break, I ask y'all a question, and that question was, if y'all end up getting, if it was on spinning it up on you, and not necessarily by, if you take away the partner, you need the seal, if you found out today that you got AIDS, someone told you that you had AIDS, and how would you react, and how would you, as far as looking forward for the rest of your life, how would you counteract that? What steps would you take? You know, would you just give up, or what would you do? So I'm gonna go to Angela first.
You have to go me first. I like to steal everybody else.
Because we're gonna have to make an order. Your name starts with A.
There you go. All honesty, I would probably want to die. Like, immediately somebody just comes up to me and tells me, like, I have AIDS. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, seriously. I mean, of course I would. No, I'd probably be ready to die. I don't even have a serious answer because I don't know how to react to something like that.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna throw it over to somebody else in order. Oh, Daisy.
I don't know. I know I will be stressed, depressed, emotional, nervous, scared, because I have a little girl. I will be kind of reserved, standoffish a little bit. I wouldn't want to talk to a lot of people. I would really, like, go away. Like, for real, I would. Just to kind of, damn, really? And then I have to be like, who the fuck? Like, that's when the bitch got to come out of me, and I got to be like, who the fuck? The fuck? What? Okay, now I'm about to call somebody because she gave me something. Bitch, me, you know? I'll probably have to go away and really spend time to myself. And maybe I shouldn't do that because I probably kill myself because, you know, but it's like, why would I do that? And I got a little girl. So I'm just saying right now, you know, I just, I don't know.
Hey, Jesus, take the wheel.
I don't know. Let the Lord take the wheel on that. I don't know, Lord.
All right. We're going to throw last not least, Riri. Mm-hmm. It was the underscore Riri. I would like to underscore for it. What's your answer on that?
Could you repeat the question?
Yes, I can. The question was, if you found out that you had a kid who told you, the kid got the test results and said, Miss Houston, ma'am, I'm about to inform you that we got the test results and they're positive. You know, how would you react? And as far as going forward with life, how would you, you know, as far as how would you go? Because some of you might kill them. Some people, because they find this out, they might kill themselves or whatever. How would you react to it?
I want to first say, why the fuck would you ask this type of question?
Okay.
Second of all, who wants to
I asked the questions people don't like to hear asked, so I do this.
Yeah, okay. So, the question was, what do I do with money? Why am I mistaken? You know, I really don't know because it's like, you know that you can live for it. You know, you can live on with it. And, you know, like Davey said about the latest, you know, okay, yeah. I could possibly continue to live for another 20 plus years, whatever. But when they tell you that, you was not thinking about that shit. You was not trying to be cool, calm, and collective. All you're thinking about is, God damn it, bitch, I'm going to die. So now you're trying to figure out who the fuck gave it to you and who you're going to kill.
Okay. That will work. I'm scared. I'm scared like that. If you came, you happened to have on the show, you had to come on the show. Like, I want this show to kill everybody. Kill me. They do that.
But that's with anything. Like something with HIV, you have to get to a level of being completely accepting
okay.
of yourself and your situation in order to be able to tell that to somebody and be able to live with it confidently. So it just don't happen overnight. It takes a lot of counseling, I'm sure.
Me personally, I have a lot of mixed emotions as far as how it would be because it's too much going on. Like he said, Houston, like you first find out, you go on a rampage. I remember when I found out, I can't say I act calmly. That's a bunch of. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to the listeners. I'm gonna lie to y'all and sit here and fill y'all a bunch of bullshit about that. Because like I remember, if I acted the way I do, I mean the way I acted when I found out that somebody's kid, like certain child wasn't mine, And how I was acting off of that, I know I'm going to act 10 times crazier when somebody came and told me I had AIDS and especially I didn't have AIDS before and I got it from somebody. Hell no. Like you said, I'm going to start doing the timeline. I was thinking, y'all check and see about the timeline when I got it, because I'm going to start making some calls and start cutting some people the hell out. So I feel you on that, but then after I finally started trying to cope and try to calm down, next thing I'm trying to figure out is where do I go from here? How do I live on? So I feel you, Houston. I'll be ready to. I don't know. I'm not gonna say I can't think on here and tell everybody I'm so calm. I first get that news. I'm gonna be ready to turn some goddamn tables over. So
can't like all that be avoided if we just do what we're supposed to do and just wrap it up? You know?
Very true.
Yeah.
Because when I went to one of the hip hop HIV and AIDS, they said if he don't want, the lady was like straight up, she was a black lady too. She was like, girl, if his ass don't want to strap up, they do have girl condoms. If his ass, because you know that's the excuse, oh, I'll break out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like them. I got sensitive skin and all that. The girl said that too?
Yes. I had a girl tell me that before. If you say that because they're uncomfortable, flip that. Having a kid out of nowhere, and if you didn't plan on it, and getting some contraction to your work, ain't nothing comfortable about that either. So I feel like it's bullshit people tell me that. Fuck that. I don't care if I got, like, I know, like, when your homeboy's like, man, shit, I'm putting on two condoms before I go
so
in.
Said you ain't, so said you saying you ain't hit the box. Well,
I tell you, that woman got the damn condom. She would have got that damn condom. This particular, I just don't like the chicks say that. They go, it'd be different if you're like, you didn't have any, you know, in the moment, and you're like, oh, man, ain't got nothing. And it's like, wait, you know, you're on that type of stuff. But you got one in your possession, in your goddamn hand, and the chick does. I don't really like how it was done uncomfortable. Fuck that. That's that number. Y'all asked that number. Y'all asked that question last week about does the number of partners matter? That goes back to last week's question, because if you say that, how many dudes you sleep with? And that lets me know that how many of people did you sleep with that you didn't have a condom with? So. Ooh, my head started hurting. You had to give me a heart attack over
here.
I'm gonna pass that for going and blacking out for being so goddamn mad about it.
Angela,
voiceover 101 is the chat room laughing at me. Don't be laughing at me, okay? It's not right.
We have to laugh at you, Freddie, because you be cutting up, child, let me see.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That's a little stupid.
I don't care, man. How is Billy coming in front of me right now and saying, Cedric, I want it so bad, but I don't want to tell him. Bitch, go find a goddamn. Go find a goddamn.
She's telling you. Zane, Zaddy, I don't want no condoms, Zaddy. I'm saying, like, you know, fuck, I
want to
fuck.
No. I saw what you did with Billy Bob Thornton, the boss's ball. I'm getting the goddamn
condoms.
I saw what you did with Billy Bob Thornton.
Angela.
I can't with a goddamn friend. hell no. Where's the goddamn potassium? Because that brother be hanging on to dear life. It's going to be old.
Oh, so steady. So you just saying you just not going to get in the box. Steady is a dirty lie, Angela.
Nah, fuck that
shit. I don't
know
shit.
Nah, not my not my god. We just give it, it's a I'm trying to, and you're like, okay, oh, Kevin, I thought I didn't get this again. I can see that was the case. If I got to right here in my goddamn position, right next to me, and she tells me that she's got a fucking thinking walk, like, Tommy Berry. I know the story about telling everybody else up, you'd be great, but no, can't do this for today, man. I'm going to keep walking.
So, Betty, you never just one time, just with nothing.
I never said that. But it was with a bunch of random people either. Nah, it'd be like, hey, I don't know you like that. You want to click, click? That mug got to come on.
Ooh, I'm not about to play with y'all tonight.
So you tell me that you just sleeping with random city?
Oh, man. I'll be sleeping on random zone. Y'all be talking words of mouth. I think I said this is a random zone. I'm not sleeping with random. I don't do it.
You just said, I don't know you that well. Let me put the condom on. That means that's pretty random, bitch.
Random.
No, because let me put this way. You haven't been talking to her for that long. And she says, you know, it's like, you don't know her like that yet. You're like, oh, I don't really need a phone, but I don't know you like that yet. Well, come on. Y'all so, oh, y'all so messy, man. Oh, God. Every time that in the chat room, who could use that smiley? I do not like this. This smiley just make me look like I'm up to something. You're not right for that voiceover. I'm not going to play with you today, sir. Or ma'am, I don't know if it's a guy or girl. I don't know if you play with me in the chat room. Y'all not right.
What did they say in the chat room?
They just laughing at me. They're using smileys laughing at me for cutting up.
It's probably somebody you goosed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Whoa. What was the word you used?
Goose.
Goose?
So you tell me I ain't never heard nobody say goose.
I never heard that. That's a new one. I've never heard nobody say goose.
I don't like to say F-U-C-K because it's such a rough word, you know? So I say goose instead.
Knocked off or something. You don't want to say the other word.
He is a girl.
Goose is better.
Or if you want to say something more cordial, it has national. That's vaginal to penis. I was going to say interaction. Yeah, interaction. That was the one before. That's vaginal to penis interaction. If you don't want to say
fuck. Say childish.
If you don't want to say fuck,
shitty, really.
I'll say it for you. Oh, man. That is not. Don't be playing me. They just see now y'all get to cutting up on me now. They just going to work and do. She going to work and do smiling. I don't know. What's up? You a girl or boy? Because I'm over here. I keep talking, sir, ma'am. I don't know what you are, and I don't really know. I know how people be doing me. They see my pictures on Twitter, and they be like, I hate this. I know it's a random tangent, but I had to share this. My feelings would be hurt around this, and I need y'all to pray for me. I hate when, like, because you know how I got the one Twitter for the Dust of Our Model, right? I hate when people read the damn, people don't read, obviously not do not know how to fucking read, because the bio clearly says that the person, it says the Abby, niggas can't read, Abby equals, and then it has a Twitter name of the model who's in this Abby. I'm going to need thirsty dudes to stop hitting me up in mentions. Stop trying to follow me to ask you to follow me so you can get in my inbox and be thirsty. Read before you read. I'm gonna make up a word. I'm gonna make up a phrase right now. Read before you proceed, because that's stupid, man. Like it's how stupid could you be that you're not even looking, man? Like honestly.
So what you're saying is you don't like being hit on, is what you're saying.
I don't like it. Hey, you don't like being hit up on no goddamn dude talking about, hey girl, let me, hey girl, you looking good over there. Let me holler at you. Nigga, read the goddamn bio, but you look stupid. And one time I called him right back. I didn't know any better. And he said, what did dude hit me up on this? He's like, yeah, I just want to get to know you. I was like, dude, you know I'm a fucking dude, right?
And then what did he say?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't know, man. I was like, yeah, you fucking read the goddamn bio. You fucking know this shit. God, niggas is gonna be fucking reading. I think that they just be following chicks. They just be following chicks. They want to complain that they're getting catfish. You catfish your goddamn self.
Oh, damn, Gina. Damn, Gina.
I had to let it go. I had to let that one out. That shit been fucking bothering me. And I had to let it. I had to let it to council.
He's touched, honey.
Since I'm renting today, I'm going to rent and send it.
Now, what if they would have said? When they inbox you, I'm like, I ain't going to say that joke. That's kind of harsh. Never mind. I was going to
that. That's a whole other show.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
jeez, man. I'm going to throw that shot out, though. Do y'all be happy to do that to y'all? I mean, how many thirsty measures do y'all go to y'all? Because power is y'all actual women, so that means, because if people know that, y'all got to deal with that.
If we know what?
Pounds more.
What you just
that people
us?
Know that people, I think that people know that y'all, because people know that y'all are definitely women. So what I got to deal with on my Twitter is amplify with y'all. Like, how many thirsties do y'all get a day and y'all mentioned the inboxes?
Wait, what kind of picture did you have up there?
That
picture has to be like, it has to look like a normal, I'm in my own mirror ass shot, because even with professional pictures, niggas ain't just sending no thirsty inbox like, hey, I want to holler. Like, niggas ain't did that since Facebook started.
Mm-hmm. I would hope not. Yeah, I haven't got any of those in a long time. I get those regularly.
Yesterday.
I mean, I get the people who been being thirsty since, you know, Facebook started. But,
no, I
like,
get
like,
unknown people. I don't know.
Like,
I don't
know,
you know, like
you
Instagram
like
have like
thirsty,
the.
But.
Yeah, but you know, like Instagram had like the direct messages. Wow, a person direct messaged me talking about, yeah, what's up? I'm seeing like, what?
Oh, but see, I'm
people
proud.
Really use the direct, like, what the hell? Really? Well, you know, I can't be private because, you know, I'm networking and stuff. I can't be just, you know, private and everything.
I'm private, too. I'm just going on and accept you. I don't think you're crazy. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I have to make that change. Anyway, continue.
Because you need to get them 30 ones out for there. You might need to go private.
No.
Anyway,
and funny, some people are so thirsty, they'll read, like, first, like, Houston's bio clearly says that she's Son Tanner's wife, and she's a model and personality. They going to bypass wife, and they going to go, oh, model personality. That's how they go, oh, what's up, mom? What's good?
So you must be attracting somebody because, you know.
Okay.
And it was a guy.
I haven't been in a while, but I'm just saying. I mean, plus I see this stuff all the time because, you know, like, you know how people do those number games and they post it and say they go in their inbox. That's what I'm just speaking in general with some of that.
I don't even indulge in that. I don't dibble and dabble in the number game, sorry.
I don't either. I can't do that. I mean, I'm a girl. I saw somebody the other day. I said, let's play the numbers game. I'm gonna ask you for your number. You're gonna give it to me. I'm gonna fucking call you. There's a numbers game. I mean, I just can't. I feel like the numbers game is the ultimate, most thirsty thing to do. Like, oh boy, let's play a numbers game, and then somebody asks you a question that's out of line, and you want to say they're thirsty. But once you be thirsty in the first place for asking, just everybody inbox you. So yes.
True. Yeah.
What y'all got coming up next week?
What you mean, like,
or to finish out this week, if that makes any sense?
Okay, this Saturday. In beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I'll be at Tribeca, and they actually say, "Hey, you own TV Camera Magazine, right?" I said, "Yeah, that's me." And so what they're doing downtown this Saturday at Tribeca, they're showing love to everybody that's in the industry, whether it's promoters, DJs, magazines, whatever. And they're giving us all VIP tables, free bottle service, all that. So it's just a good look to see, hey, that people in Fort Worth, it's somebody in Fort Worth who says, hey, we give a damn that you putting in work. So, man, that's what I'm doing. If you're in Fort Worth this weekend, people, y'all come show up and show out. And, hey, y'all can do it. You come to my table, I just might pour some of you goddamn stuff. So there you go. That's what's going
okay.
on.
That sounded pretty gross that I just might pour some
liquor. God, why you gotta be so? Come on.
I'm just saying, like,
please, somewhere,
if somebody told you, come on now, say hi when you get in the building and I pull something down your throat. What the fuck?
Pull some liquor.
I think you
can
say
that.
Let me clean that up. Say that. You got to be very specific when you talk about things sliding down people's throats because that shit ain't cool.
Okay.
Wait, what's not cool?
I see what it is today. Y'all are teasing me. You know what? He all fired up. Let's keep messing with him. Y'all just pick it on poor ears and me.
We're going to leave you alone. That's it. That's the end of it for today, y'all. What do I have coming up? Let me think about it. I'll be in Houston at the Reliant this weekend. Working the event it's a health and fitness event for Pistachio. So if you guys happen to come, you can come by and see me. Hi. I'll be there from 1 to 10.
Do we get some passes to go and support? I mean, you know.
As a matter of fact, you don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It happens.
Oh, man. That's real. What you got coming up, Debbie?
If God stay the same, getting ready for a couple of photo shoots for my portfolio for Victoria's Secret, so, you know, networking and being a mom. And, I'm getting ready to graduate, so I'm going to have a graduation party. I want everybody to be there. I'm going to have to update you on the date and everything when I get the information on exactly the date that I'm graduating from college. So, yeah, but other than that, that's it. Thank you.
It's obvious, I love seeing that people don't realize that there's so many models out here that's not even just college educated, but a lot of models aren't dumb like everybody thinks they are. Like, the successful models are the ones that be on a ish and not dumb as a rock. So I'm blessed to have three on the show with me.
Yeah,
Oh, how sweet.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Oh, I thought I was talking about smart.
No,
I'm dumb. Oh, okay. No, I meant being smart. I'm teasing y'all. But, Aubrey Houston, you got something coming up this weekend or whatever?
Nothing much, just preparing for some photo shoots, trying to get back into modeling. It's been a long time, but I'm coming back.
Okay, because, you know, I've been waiting to see this, because, I've never seen that one picture that Angela had. I said, what? Let me find out.
What picture?
I was about to say the same thing. What picture?
Angela, what picture you put? What?
Shit, I don't know.
She a dirty lie.
No, really,
what
I don't.
What picture is that, my boy?
It was the one that was on Indie. It was on Indie Everything.
Oh, it was that picture.
That wasn't even no extra picture. Sandy, we're not even about to play with you. You must be used to a
Manny made ass bitch.
Anyway. Oh, and I want to congratulate Angela for this article that she wrote for upcoming issue at Even Canvas.
What?
Did you feel who?
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, she this would be. This would be the fifth article she wrote. Last month was the first issue that she didn't have none that she didn't write for it. So she'd be on the stuff, man. Like y'all at the end of the day, I think Angela adds fashion and fashion advisor titles of many things she does. Cause I be throwing some things that I'd be like, all right, Angela, all right, I want you to come with something for this. Bam. And she went in. It ain't just none for the girls and stuff, for the guys too. So she goes in and she picks well. So yes.
You know I do what I can. Thanks a lot.
She does what she can. She does what she can. No problem. Appreciate it. All right.
You know guys,
I
really love you guys. I love doing this every week, and I really hope that you know everyone tunes in again next week. And every following week as well, make sure again that you follow our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/glitzandglamourradio. Also follow myself on all social networks, and that is I Am Model Angela. That's my Twitter, Instagram, and my Facebook page, as well as my website.
You can follow me. I am Desi. You can follow me at DIMP87, at DIMP87 on Twitter and Instagram. I really appreciate you, all the callers. Well, I mean, you're not one damn caller. But anyway, all the listeners that wanted to call or was scared to call or hesitant to call or something happened to y'all phone had got cut off because y'all didn't pay that bill. It's cool. You know, it's life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't judge nobody in that situation because, look, we all struggle. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to y'all, too. You know, y'all deserve a shout out. So, you know, I appreciate everybody tonight. Just please follow the FB page, like, for real. And because we got a goal for that. That's our short-term goal for, like, Glitz and Glamour. Like, it's for real. We're not trying to, like, get all kind of, like, crazy fans and for just because. No, it's for a reason. It's a purpose that we're doing it. So make sure y'all do that. And also please tune in next week on Tuesday, same time, same place. And much love.
Houston, how can they find you?
Everybody, thank y'all for listening. We had a wonderful discussion today. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Houston_RiRi, that's RERE, and you can go be my friend on Facebook, Houston, last name I am. Thanks, you guys, for listening.
All right, y'all. Reminder, y'all, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can listen at blogtalkradio.com/EDDY2, or you go to iTunes, type in Dust Fire Radio Network. You can listen to today's show and any show that they've ever done on here. So go check it out, support them. And, again, listen to Glitz and Glamour. We out. Peace.
Bye.